Also with us in the NBC newsroom is our good friend Don Goddard.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 10 o'clock Eastern wartime tonight, President Roosevelt will go on the radio and will lead the nation in a prayer that he himself has composed in this poignant hour. The chief executive would like to have the people of the nation repeat with him the words of this supplication, whatever their creed, making with him a common prayer for a common cause. The National Broadcasting Company is presenting these words at this time, spoken at a speed that will enable you to set them down. After a 2-minute interlude of music, which will enable you to procure pencil and paper, I will read the President's prayer, the prayer of the President of the United States, the prayer for the cause and the armies of the United Nations. Endeavor. A struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms. Stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness to their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. The enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed. But we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried. By night and by day, without rest, till the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. These are men lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, and brothers of brave men overseas, whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in Thee, in this hour of great sacrifice. Many people have urged that I call the nation into a single day of special prayer. But because the road is long and the desire is great, I ask that our people devote themselves in continuance of prayer. As we rise to each new day, and again, when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips, invoking thy help to our efforts. Give us strength too, strength in our daily tasks, to redouble the contributions we make in the physical and material support of our armed forces. And let our hearts be stout to wait out the long travail, to bear sorrows that may come, to impart our courage unto our sons, wheresoever they may be. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in Thee. Faith in our sons. Faith in each other. Faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters, of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country. And with our sister nations, into a world unity that will spell sure peace. A peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen. That is the prayer in which the President of the United States has asked us to join him as he leads us at 10 o'clock this evening over the radio. And now a few news bulletins that have just come in. A bulletin from London. The Nazi-operated Vichy radio reported tonight that compact masses, that's in quotation marks, compact masses of Allied planes are bombing the Calais and Dunkirk regions of the French invasion coast. That's some 125 miles to the east of the landings made at Le Havre this morning. It means that our beachheads are expanding, that we are going to different portions of the coast. Dunkirk, of course, and Calais are nearest to the English coast. The German radio reports that Allied paratroopers have landed just across the channel from England, there in the Boulogne-Calais area, that those paratroopers have occupied an enemy airdrome there. If that is true, and there is no reason to believe the Germans would put out a false report of that nature, it means an Allied invasion thrust directly across the Strait of Dover, 100 miles or more above that Allied beachhead area on the Norman coast. We have no confirmation of any invasion activity in this area from Allied headquarters as yet. But already we are expanding our beachhead there in Normandy. And in Stockholm, they're saying that Denmark has said today that German troops in the protectorate there have been ordered on an invasion alert since early this morning. And General Sir Bernard Montgomery says he is pleased with the initial phases of the invasion operations. General Montgomery heads the Allied armies taking part in the landings, as you know. Montgomery was quite happy, as he told newsmen today, that he'd given his officers a 5-point recipe for victory just before the invasion began. The 5-point recipe for victory, Montgomery said, was this. 1, Allied solidarity. 2, offensive eagerness. 3, enthusiasm. 4, confidence. And 5, all-out effort. That's General Montgomery's 5-point recipe for victory. And in Washington, Secretary of War Stimson, with smiles on his face, told the newsmen that first reports of the Allied landings in France indicated the long-awaited invasion was going very nicely. He's the second Washington official today to say that. Admiral King, chief of our navies, and a member of President Roosevelt's strategic board, said that when he left the president this morning. And we learn now that the Nazis are suppressing news of the progress of the invasion and withholding the facts from the German people. Radio Atlantic, which is a German secret transmitter, charged in a broadcast monitored this afternoon by NBC, that the German propaganda machine was letting only a trickle of news out to the German people. What scant news is put out by the German home radio is very confused and depressing, and the people of Berlin have gathered in the streets in whispering knots, wondering where the next blow will fall. They know that by nightfall and the hours of darkness now ensuing will mean more landings. Where, they ask. Their prime question is where. The clandestine transmitter, located somewhere in Germany, states all this today. It is significant, says this radio station, which is called anti-Nazi, that though broadcasts beamed to Germany from England repeat the German claims of successes in naval engagements in the Channel, the Reich radio has made no such statements. It has not claimed that Allied ships were sunk in the Channel. The German radio people know only too well the deplorable state of their fleet. They recall the sober statement of a high Nazi naval official that they are up against the strongest fleets in the world. And in Washington, Henri Opinot, the delegate of the French Committee of National Liberation, says that French divisions soon will participate in the Battle of France and that French shock troops will help to open the road to Paris, the road from Le Havre, we suppose. Side by side with American and British divisions, French divisions armed with the magnificent material given to them by the United States soon will participate in the battle. French soldiers will fight tomorrow as they have fought in Africa and in Italy, where by the side of the Allies they opened the road to Rome. Tomorrow they will open the road to Paris. And Prime Minister Winston Churchill received today this congratulatory message from Premier Stalin of Russia of the Allied liberation of Rome. He said, I congratulate you on the great victory of the Allied Anglo-American forces in the taking of Rome. This news has been greeted in the Soviet Union with great satisfaction. Those are the words of Premier Stalin. And the Berlin radio reports tonight that big air battles have developed over Romania today between Nazi fighters and bombers of the Allied Mediterranean Air Force. Soon we may expect the Russians to be on the push there. This news is brought to you from the NBC newsroom in New York by your commentator, Don Goddard.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.